What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Today, special counsel Jack Smith asks SCOTUS to determine whether Trump can be prosecuted for January 6th, and Harvard president stays in after ignoring, you know, just calls for genocide. What's a little genocide from time to time? It's fine. It's totally fine. Don't send your kids to Ivy League schools, okay? We've got all of that and more coming up, but it all starts right now. Welcome to the news and why it matters. I am Sarah Gonzalez, and I am joined today by Yaku Buyans, Blaze TV contributor and host of The Bottom Line, which you need to make sure that you go and are subscribed to.
Thank you.
Like, immediately after the show. Like, don't do one single thing after this show until you make sure that you are subscribed to The Bottom Line with Yaku Buyans.
Thank you.
I'm losing my voice.
I'd like it. It's raspy.
Really?
Yeah. It's got some character to it.
Yeah, that's good. I'm the mom. We've gotten
used to it. Are you yelling at kids or animals? What are you?
Okay, hold on. I'm yelling at kids, but I'm yelling at kids at a basketball game. Like, I'm yelling.
That's a good yell.
Yeah, like I wasn't yelling at my kids because they were in trouble.
It was like, yell.
Also, it drives me nuts because I feel like, I want the coach to be more vocal, and so I feel like I'm more vocal than
the
coach.
Don't you hate that when there's more passion in the parents than
the
coach?
Yeah, I'm like, get your hands up! Let's go,
like
defense,
a Dallas
hustle
Cowboys
back
coach
down!
Just pats him on the backside. Like, get some.
I'm like, tell them.
There's energy.
They're 11. They need to be directed. Yes. And so my voice is, it's going.
My mom was the mom in all my rugby games where the players would go, we love hearing your mom. You couldn't hear the coach. My mom would be in the stands.
That's me.
Okay, y'all can tell your mom she's going to come today.
That's me. I always wonder if it bothers him. He hasn't asked me to stop yet.
I loved it.
So,
I think he likes it.
Yeah, maybe so. But he does know he has the loudest cheerleader in the stands. That's me. So let's talk about the special counsel, Jack Smith, yesterday asked the Supreme Court to immediately come weigh in on whether Donald Trump has immunity from prosecution for, of course, what he says are his actions seeking to overturn the 2020 election. He wrote in a court filing, "This case presents a fundamental question at the heart of our democracy, whether a former president is absolutely immune from federal prosecution for crimes committed while in office." He said it is of imperative public importance that SCOTUS decides the question so that his trial can move forward as quickly as possible. You know, this one is set for March. I know it's hard to keep all of the political persecutions, set. Like it's like I get the J6 confused with the Georgia case, and I get the. It's just hard when you're being politically persecuted and there's a witch hunt against you. It's hard to keep them all straight. I'm sure it's hard for Donald Trump as well. There's the New York case also over the fraudulent business records, and so now the Supreme Court is going to, you know, potentially decide. I mean, they decide which cases they hear. So I guess they're not required to take up the case, but they could. And of course, special counsel Jack Smith is asking them to. And this is happening exactly how we said that it would, which is the deep state is conspiring against him and they will do everything that they can to throw this man in prison rather than allowing you to mark him on your ballot. And I remember when he started getting all of these indictments, we kept getting asked the question, and maybe I even asked the question because I think it was a fair question to ask at the time of just like, would they really throw their political opponent in prison? And the answer was always like, yeah. Yes. Have you been paying attention? Yes, of course they would. They're throwing everyone else in prison. They're throwing grandmas who are waving their flags around. They're throwing people in prison who moved a fence. Yep. Moved a fence. 17 years for you, buddy. They're throwing people in prison for literally the lectern guy picking up a lectern, walking a couple steps with it, setting it back down, and politely leaving. that he spent time in federal prison. I mean, they are putting everyone else in prison for this. Why not the head of the entire movement? Wouldn't that send the message that they are intending to send with this? Wouldn't that be the case? So, no, it's not surprising that they will not stop now. They will not stop until they politically persecute this man and put him behind bars. So now he has asked the court to order Donald Trump. Trump is seeking to appeal. So they've got to respond by December 18th. And under the timeline that is proposed by Jack Smith, the court, if it decides to step in, could hear their arguments and issue a ruling in a matter of weeks. Now, this also comes along with the news that Jack Smith is going to use data mined from Donald Trump's White House cell phone during the election interference case. So they have apparently all of his cell phone activity, and they want to use that against him. It's unclear what all that data is, but they say that they have, this is going to be the smoking gun, I'm sure.
Have we not heard that before?
Yes.
I mean, just a message to President Trump. Stand strong. Do not relent.
He won't either.
He won't. And to everybody around him, Donnie and you know, the whole family, and just stand. You got to stand. Because this is a linchpin, a cookie crumble moment where, and to your point, yes, they will throw him in jail.
Right.
They will not think for 2 seconds, nor did they blink for 2 seconds to show you a mugshot.
Right.
They will not, they are wrapping him up in court. That's, by the way, when he's president, that's what it's going to look like. They're going to drag him to court. And I pray, literally, I pray that we have some sense of sanity moving to Washington, D.C., where we can keep the House.
I don't know about that.
Okay, because can you imagine him as president and you don't have the House or the Senate? That's fire.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so, yes, they'll throw him in jail if they could. They're trying anything. They are throwing the kitchen sink at him. The interesting thing here is the discovery, right?
Yeah.
Hey, we're now going to go into his cell phone. Wait, you mean, are you saying that you have the ability to go into the former president's cell phone, whether legal or not, and use that evidence against him, but you don't have the ability to take Hunter's laptop?
Mm.
And prosecute? And I'm looking at a Kevin McCarthy who's tucked tail and ran, and you don't have the ability or enough evidence to go after a Joe Biden?
Mm-hmm.
No, there's not political will on the right to do what needs to be done, as you always say, will we do what needs to be done? They will.
Mm-hmm.
They will. This is the intention. I actually think it's a little more nefarious than that. There's a big day coming the day after Super Tuesday. There's a court hearing.
Yeah.
I think they want him to be the nominee, and then they want to go nuclear.
I agree.
And this is a positioning.
Yeah.
And then they want to go nuclear, and it's going to render us defenseless with 4 months, 5 months that goes like that, and it's election time, and it is a fractioned GOP, and this is bad. This is not good. This is so bad on every level. But yes, they're going to dig, and now we're talking cell phone records and...
They already asked Twitter. I don't know if you saw this. They already asked Twitter. You may have been on the show when we talked about
and
this.
And it's Elon.
For like literally every file that's ever been created at Twitter, anyone who's ever viewed Donald Trump's profile, they want information on those people too.
If you liked a tweet.
Yeah, if you liked a tweet, if you retweeted it, if you blocked him, if you unblocked him, if you muted him, if you unmuted him. I mean, if you interacted with him at all.
That's at least 150 million Americans.
I mean, every Twitter user.
Right. And so, and good for Elon saying, hey, I'll go to jail.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not playing this game. You know, I don't dance, and you know what he said, you can go do what to yourself. So, but this is, it's December 2023, people. There's 11 months. Buckle up. And then may we keep either the House or the Senate. So there's some sort of a buffer, some mechanism that will fight with him when he's in the White House. Because the day he's in the White House, he'll be in lawsuits from day one until the end of that second term. He will be defending his personal likeness, and you will hear J6 until the end of time.
But how sad do you think, how sick of a society are we that we are sitting here talking about, number one, that there is not just a, like an uprising, because everyone in America should see what is happening to this man and say, enough, you cannot do this. This
like
is
a coup.
Yes, like this is eroding the entire republic when you do this.
Yeah.
You guys yelled for how long about how Donald Trump making a phone call to Vladimir Zelensky was, election interference. Now you have actual election interference and all of a sudden nobody cares. And so, but like, it really blows my mind that there aren't more people on both sides who can come together and say, this is too far. It blows my mind that we're sitting here talking about, well, once he gets in office, if the deep state allows him to do that, maybe one of the, House or the Senate, if we could just get one of those. How is it possible that we are living in a society that is so sick that we are talking about things like, I'm not on YouTube anymore. We're talking about chopping off children's genitals. Mm-hmm. We're talking about, the mutilation of children. We're talking about inflation. We're talking about, we're talking about things that everyone in society should go, that's not a good thing for us, right? And we're still that disconnected. And we're still that disconnected that we're sitting here talking about how we might be lucky if we keep one of those chambers. And, how is that possible?
And a part of the insanity that was sold to the American people is that you think they won't do it to you.
Right.
You think they won't come after your child when your child is not taking the next jab or not wearing the diaper on his or her face or the next, whatever that is.
Right.
Or when you want to say, well, wait a minute, you can't have drag shows for kids in my town. This is downhill skiing.
Right.
You've passed the precipice. This is like death by avalanche. This is why we can't even recall. Is it fraud? Is it J6?
Right.
Is it a Steele dossier? Is it Russia collusion? There's so much. They're just going to throw, and they're going to continue to throw it at him. My concern is this. Should, and I think, I don't know if Jason Buttrell, maybe it was Steve Dace. I think it was Steve on the show with us the other day. And shout out to Steve. If for some reason he is not able to, by hook or crook, okay, to be president of the United States, are we ready to pivot? Like quick. Because here's my concern. I want people to understand what's really happening here. This is an attack on America. It's not just an attack on Donald Trump. He's the token.
Yeah.
He's the button they want to push to make this cookie crumble. And it's really about you. It's an anti-God movement. It's an anti-American movement. Can we pivot fast enough? And if so, will people that said it's Trump or nobody,
right,
will they then go, well, by fraud, he can't be the president, right? Will they get behind someone else?
Do you want someone to get in to pardon him, or do you want 4 more years of political persecution?
That's a beautiful point. That's a fantastic point.
Because
if he can't run, it means they've got him in jail, or they've got some nefarious cooked up crap,
right?
Then you better help getting someone in there to take care of all the, and to pardon him and take care of all the J6 folks that we're talking about and not ending up in Gitmo and take care of the border and take care of. I'm concerned about that, Sarah, because I think what has happened, Tim Barton was on my show today and Tim said, Yaku, we have put party in front of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot, not even on the right. We've got to agree at certain things is just not good. Don't go there. That's not good. And you would hope that some on the left would say, okay, this is too far.
Right.
Because this sometime in the future circles back.
Right. This could be used against
We could not do this.
Right.
And I'm concerned about that level of intellectual honesty in our country at the moment where people could say, well, hold on one second.
Yeah, I know. We'll just take it day by day. So the alternative is just we just all want to jump off a bridge and we don't want that. So we're going to go to break. Want to thank our sponsor, Relief Factor. Relief Factor, can we talk about your mom?
Yes, I love talking about my mom. She's a woman of valor. Mom, you're amazing. Woman of God, and she had pain.
Yeah. And so what did you do? You got her the Relief Factor 3 weeks.
Right here, I took a snapshot. I ordered Relief Factor and my mom took it. And no joke, because my mom only has one kidney, so inflammation is a big deal. Mm-hmm. So UTIs, inflammation, that's big deal. Yeah. So you don't want inflammation when you have one kidney. Within 3 days, she started feeling relief, no pun intended, from Relief Factor, because inflammation started leaving her body.
Yeah, and we hear these stories like that all the time. I've had success. I didn't see results in 3 days, but I hear about that all the time. People are like, within a matter of days, I immediately started feeling better. But the thing is the 3 week quick start, if you get it, if you're living with pain, it's going to target the inflammation, which is oftentimes the root cause of your pain. So you get rid of the inflammation, you solve the entire problem. So 70% of the people who order this 3 week quick start, it's working for them and they continue reordering it. So the odds are in your favor. If you are one of millions of Americans living in pain, please, please go try Relief Factor. It has worked for so many of us and it can be life changing for you. You can go to relieffactor.com, get that 3 week quick start for $19.95 over at relieffactor.com. All right, let's talk about Harvard. So I want to be clear here as we're talking about this. I know I said at the top of the show that you shouldn't be sending your kids to Ivy League schools. I might extend that a step further and say there is reason to reevaluate sending your child to higher education at all.
Period.
At all right now. I understand if they have to be like a vet or a doc, like something that you have to go through these schools so that you can get licensed and credentialed. But we are losing our kids to these higher institutions. Here's another case of that. Harvard University announced that their president, who had come under fire recently, Claudine Gay, will keep her job even after they reportedly lost more than $1 billion in donations since her congressional testimony about anti-Semitism. So it was, who was it? It was Harvard. It was Penn State.
Mm-hmm. MIT.
I believe. UPenn, I'm sorry. Okay. UPenn and MIT. And it was just a disastrous hearing. And I think that we have a moment from that hearing of the Harvard president refusing to say whether the call for, you know, just like eliminating the Jews, whether calling for genocide of the Jewish people is perhaps maybe considered harassment, maybe bullying, maybe not acceptable on Harvard campus. Here's that exchange.
I will ask you one more time. Does calling for the genocide of Jews violate Harvard's rules of bullying and harassment? Yes or no?
Anti-Semitic rhetoric.
And is it anti-Semitic rhetoric?
Anti-Semitic rhetoric when it crosses into conduct that amounts to bullying, harassment, intimidation, that is actionable conduct and we do take action.
So the answer is yes, that calling for the genocide of Jews violates Harvard Code of Conduct, correct?
Again, it depends on the context.
It does not depend on the context. The answer is yes, and this is why you should resign. These are unacceptable answers across the board.
Now, it was not just those comments and that state, or I should say lack of comments and that lack of statement that she was currently under fire for. It was also talks of plagiarism. So there were accusations that she plagiarized numerous portions of her 1997 PhD thesis, obviously in direct violation of Harvard's academic policies. And the Harvard Corporation actually said officials became aware of claims of plagiarism in late October, and they had initiated an independent review. But I want to go through Chris Rufo, who is just doing amazing work. He's a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, and he published a report over the weekend outlining three instances of her plagiarism. Per Harvard standards, by the way, in her dissertation, this is Taking Charge, Black Electoral Success and the Redefinition of American Policies. So he said this was him and Chris Burnett who did this work. And one instance, She's accused of lifting nearly verbatim work from Lawrence Bobo and Franklin Gilliam in one of their papers about race, sociopolitical participation, and black empowerment. She's accused of lifting material from legal scholar Carol Swain without giving a citation. But don't worry, because the Harvard fellows reviewed the results, and they said there was a few instances of inadequate citations. That's it, okay? But that we did find no violation of Harvard standards for research misconduct. But, I mean, they did correct it now in the thesis as you can view it now. So it was worth correcting somehow. But don't worry, it didn't violate any of the Harvard standards. And by the way, neither do calling for Jews to be exterminated. Everything's totally fine.
Yeah, if it needed correction, it was a violation. But remember, in their world, everything is fluid.
Mm-hmm.
So for that moment, when you ask the question whether it's a violation, for that moment, it was fluid and it wasn't. But for the rest of the students, tomorrow, if they plagiarize something, then the rules would apply.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that UPenn's president and MIT's president, two Caucasian women, they had to resign and lose their jobs?
Right.
But Harvard, that president's not, is it an affirmative action hire? Because I'll say it.
Mm-hmm.
Help me, because three of them questioned in the same hearing,
mm-hmm.
same questions, same copybook response, because they answered to BlackRock and Vanguard and State Street, right?
Mm-hmm.
Same response, almost coordinated, little verbiage change, but same position, context, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Hitler wasn't a threat when he said, I'm going to exterminate a whole race. Well, it's context. No, it's not context, but she keeps her job.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing I want to mention, Harvard sits on a $53 billion surplus endowment, okay? So Harvard is telling you, America, and all you donors, that a billion is not enough. We're underwritten by Vanguard and State Street and BlackRock. So now I say, make it 20 billion. Make it hurt to a place where you send Harvard back into the Stone Age, maybe to its origin when it was a Christian school. Maybe they needed to go dig back to their origins, to where they came from, because they've absolutely departed morality and sanity and intellectual honesty, and she keeps her job. I say this as a final point on this. Line them all up. Brown University's president, UC Berkeley, UCLA, TCU, SMU. Line them all up, all of them, okay? And let the chips fall where they may. Let's hear where they stand. Line them up and say, what say you? I say that's a violation.
Mm-hmm.
We will not tolerate it. Or you plead the fifth.
Right.
And let's see where these woke institutions, because I think people are going to be shocked, Sarah, some of the alma maters that they love because they love the football, their presidents also mm-hmm. would answer the same. Mm-hmm. Because you follow the money. You follow the endowments. You follow where all that leads to. So I'm with you. Do not send your kids to the indoctrination camps. Eric July would agree. I know that for a fact. Ban them all.
Well, where do you think these kids are learning all that? They're learning it from their professors. That's where they're learning. Israel, bad. 100%. Israel is oppressing the Palestinians. I mean, they're learning all of this from the river to the sea. They're learning all this from their professors.
And the irony is, by saying, if they were to say, yes, it is a violation, right? And I know the dilemma they have, because if they were to say that, then students would say, well, excuse me, then Professor Johnson in the classroom every single day is in violation.
Right.
And what you would find is, half the school would be in violation from a professor and a teaching standpoint on the indoctrination that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So they couldn't.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and then, of course, UPenn came after the fact, and she said, you know what, we're going to make this right. I mean, no, you had your moment on that. It's always, the retraction's always on page 7.
Right.
You know, it's small print.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You know?
Yeah. You didn't think to prep maybe for that congressional testimony that you were going to give. You didn't think
they
maybe
knew they were coming in.
Of course.
For this.
Of course. You didn't think maybe you needed to make sure you got your answer just right.
Yeah.
On something as important as this. You didn't want to make sure. Oh, wait. No, you did. That was your answer. That was your real answer.
That was the real answer. Right. But the irony, here is an African-American black woman who probably, if we go dig a little bit, was pro-BLM, probably allowed those protests to happen on campus, probably was in the George Floyd camp, right? Mm-hmm. So anti-slavery, okay, and now someone's calling for the genocide of the people group on earth that has had the most affliction against it in history. There's not another people group.
Right.
The Jews.
Right.
Okay. And now it's no.
Right.
When the shoe's on the other foot, right? I mean, it's like, this is such a debacle. It's a disgrace to the whole world. Our education system, public, private, is a complete disgrace. Mm-hmm. They're robbing you. They're stealing your children's money. They're putting them in debt. They're poisoning their brains. You raise them well as parents. You hand them over to the woke culture camp for the sake of going to football games. Have a good time and find themselves, you know. Maybe give them a job, a hard labor hand job until they're 24. They get some brains, work the side of the road, go dig ditches. So they get some brains and then they go, you know what? I'm not going to that woke institution. I'm going to start a small business. Get a trade.
I love it. I love it. We need more of that. We need more Mike, what's his name? Mike Rowe. Thank you, control room. All right, let's go ahead and we got to take another quick break. We'll be back with more, but want to thank our sponsor. You're going to need, just load up for the holidays, okay? Pure Health, because there's a lot of drinks that are going to be had and you want to make sure, my point is you want to make sure that your liver is ready. Because I don't know if you realize this, but your liver actually performs like, I don't know, something like 500 key functions in your body. It's really important for it to be like ready to go, especially when you have a bunch of family over and you're dealing, you know, with your in-laws and you have maybe a couple more glasses of wine than you normally do. Get your liver Christmas ready. You like that? Get your liver
Christmas ready
with Liver Health Formula. It has 11 powerful botanicals that's going to help recharge and protect your liver. I take it. I love it. And by the way, there's a bunch of Americans who are living with fatty liver, and it's a silent epidemic. They don't realize it. You really could use a bottle of this, is what I'm saying. If you go get it today, you'll get a free bottle of blood sugar formula to reduce your sugar cravings over at getliverhelp.com/news. Get that free bonus gift. Don't miss the chance to, you know, just prepare for the holidays. It is getliverhelp.com/news. Ukrainian President Zelensky visited Congress today. This is his third visit to Congress, and he is now asking for a weapons package to continue, of course, the Ukrainian-Russia conflict. And look, I mean, with all of the, however many billion we've spent on this, Joe Biden is asking for another $61.4 billion for Ukraine as part of a $110 billion package that, you know, they're trying to tie to Israel. And, oh, by the way, as an afterthought, our own national security, that comes last on the totem pole anytime this is discussed, because everyone else's borders are apparently more important than our own. But I want to play a clip here. Obviously, Zelensky's like, please, please, please. I remember a while back there was a clip that we played that he was like, can we just do credit? Could we do it on credit? Would that be fine? And I want to play this moment between Zelensky and Biden, where not only is it just kind of a weird moment with him in the press, but Biden does have an announcement on some additional funding being provided to Zelensky. Watch.
Thank you. Before the press, hush up a second, okay? I got one more thing to say. I've just signed another $200 million drawdown from the Department of Defense for Ukraine, and that'll be coming quickly. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. I just laughs at the press being escorted out of the room. Questions are funny for Joe Biden. All right, that's enough. $200 million just with a sign of a pen. That's so neat how they can just, all the money that you're working for so you can provide for your family, and they just sign it away with just a signature, and it's just gone. Yeah, it's just, It's just, it just goes, there you go, Zelensky. Here you go. Here you go, my buddy.
Another one. Another one.
We should start work for it. I don't care.
We should start printing $100 million bills. You know? But, do you remember I sat here and I put on an accent that day?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, you do have an accent already.
Well, I put on the Zelensky accent saying police, you know? Just credit.
Yeah.
Okay, so credit. Joe Biden just said he signed a $200 million drawdown. You draw down on credit.
Mm-hmm.
Are we extending a line of credit? Is that what we're doing here? Are we now playing the... Because a drawdown means I allotted a certain amount of money to you,
mm-hmm.
and you're making draws on this money. Before, we just gave it.
Right.
Just gave it.
As
now we're saying, is it a draw? Are we now in the credit business?
As if we are in any position to give credit to anyone.
Because we're in debt.
Right. This is a really screwed up situation.
We're kind of almost losing our status.
Our
credit rating.
Our dollar.
You know?
Yeah.
But don't worry, he'll just flip to digital. You see?
Yeah.
We're gonna give Zelensky all our paper.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we just go digital.
Mm.
Uncle Sam
with the
will
central
just...
bank digital currency.
Yes.
What could possibly go wrong with the government getting involved in all of that?
What is it, Uncle Sam Bitcoin? I mean, come on now.
Yeah. It's shocking to me. I want you, Control, put up that Daily Mail headline that you have. Yeah. So this of course says Zelensky's last ditch plea to save $44 billion aid package. He prepares to meet Biden, blah, 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 blah. As Republicans and more Americans grow more skeptical about giving more money to Ukraine. And I just found this fascinating, these little subheaders here. Pew poll found only 31% of Americans say the United States is spending too much on Ukraine. How is that possible?
Yeah, that's
we are living in, are we living in alternate realities? Mm-hmm. I don't understand where these 31% of people are coming from that are totally fine with their money being shipped over to Ukraine to by the way, to be used in God knows what, because we don't have accountability for it. We don't know.
They're knitting sweaters.
Yeah.
We're funding small business.
Right.
We're lining the pockets, mind you, of American politicians in the process. Oh, there's takers. Oh, you better believe. The ice cream shop is open.
Yeah.
It's Ben and Jerry's. Pick your flavor. And they're just lining up. This is the very...
It's terrifying.
The very corruption that President Trump was trying to investigate with a single phone call. And the backlash he got, this is why. Do you now see the deep-rooted corrupt relationship between the United States and the Ukraine from the Bushes... The Clintons, the Obamas, the Bidens. This is the very thing Trump needed to say. Can we just, mm-hmm. just open Pandora's mm-hmm. box for
exactly.
a second?
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly right.
A fake president who they dress, by the way, in a sweater to look like he is you know, he is so underprivileged in the moment.
He's a man of the people.
Right? He's just
a man of the people.
People and, you know.
Well, I mean, he did
this
change out of
his... This is what lawyers do when they take a criminal into the courtroom.
Yeah, yeah, right? Yeah. He did change out of his military uniform, to be fair, which he was... He wore that for like a whole year and a half straight, I think, as if he was just, you know, in combat every day and came back to do a little GQ photo shoot in the meantime.
I'm reminding myself, this is the same man who was an actor who played the president in a TV series in the Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
When they told Ukraine, wouldn't it be nice if he was the actual president, and how they groomed their whole society for this actor to become a president. He's acting.
I want to go back to one more clip here. This is Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, who, you know what, I'm just going to say this is his commentary on his position on giving aid to Ukraine. And then we may have some thoughts on that. Watch.
Thank you all for being here. Just had a good meeting with President Zelensky. I reiterated to him that we stand with him and against Putin's brutal invasion. The American people stand for freedom, and they're on the right side of this fight. I have asked the White House since the day that I was handed the gavel as Speaker for clarity. We need a clear articulation of the strategy to allow Ukraine to win. And thus far, their responses have been insufficient. They have not provided us the clarity and the detail that we have requested over and over since literally 24 hours after I was handed the gavel as Speaker of the House. And so what the Biden administration seems to be asking for is billions of additional dollars with no appropriate oversight, no clear strategy to win, and none of the answers that I think the American people are owed. I have also made very clear from day one that our first condition on any national security supplemental spending package is about our own national security first.
Okay, but how about no? Just no.
Stop
not
giving money.
Right. No. You've already taken too much. The answer is no. I don't need to have accountability for the money that we, I don't. There's no more money. There's just it's just no. The spigot is turned off. It's just no. I don't understand why now it's like, well, I mean, if the conditions are met and we've already taken care of the border. No. No.
Look, man, this is where things get so convoluted. Mike Johnson steps up and is a champion for so much. But then there's these issues like this, money. Money. Mike, what about saying 200 million? Great. Mm-hmm. They get nothing. We're going to pour 200 million into securing the Texas border right now. We're going to take 200 million in solving the fentanyl crisis in America right now. We're going to put Americans first.
Right.
You are the Speaker of the House of the American people. You're not the Speaker of the House of the Ukrainians or the Russians. Call France.
Right.
Call Mark Carney. Call Trudeau, crazy man Trudeau upstairs that wants to talk to people's children without parents present. Okay, call him. Let them go do something. We've sent $200 billion. And by the way, there should be investigation on where did that money go. You won't know it.
Right.
No audit, nothing. This again, here we go with another Republican saying, Mr. Biden, will you play nice, please?
Right, right, right.
I'm waiting. I'm still waiting for him, guys. I asked him nicely. I'm still waiting for him.
Yeah, yeah.
Cut it off.
No, just the answer is no. And you know what? It's just no, period. I don't need to give you an explanation. It should
exactly.
be self-evident. All right, let's go ahead and take a quick break. We'll be back with more. But, Yaku, I want to thank my sponsor, Fox & Oden. We were just saying before the break, if there were two products that you need together, it's liver health formula.
Get those liver pills, because Sarah is selling you a lot of Fox & Oden. So
exactly.
Get the liver
That's
pills.
What I'm saying. So you need the Fox & Oden for all the same reasons that I was talking about before, okay? You've got a lot going on. You're going to want to share this at your holiday parties. You're going to want to maybe indulge a little bit too much whenever you're talking to, like, your cousin's new girlfriend who's blabbing on about, like, nothing that you care about. And, by the way, I don't have a cousin who has a girlfriend that I dislike. I just made that up. But Fox & Oden is now the whiskey that we drink exclusively at my house. It was actually created to honor the beauty all around us, you know. And I don't know, maybe there's beauty in your own backyard. Sit outside, pour yourself just a little bit of Fox & Oden and enjoy. And I'm just saying, it is really, I find myself to be a whiskey connoisseur, and these are really, really delicious. So get them for yourself for the holidays. Get them as gifts. They taste great. Your gift, what, getter will really enjoy this. You can go to foxandoden.com, use promo code NEWS, get 30% off plus free shipping over at foxandoden.com, promo code NEWS. Okay, we have a couple minutes here. I want to get this story in. This is Seattle High School that a kid failed a quiz after answering that men can't get pregnant. So this is Chief Self International High School, a 10th grader in Ethnic Studies World History, and they turned in an Understanding Gender versus Sex assignment that does not align with woke ideology. You're not allowed to say that. And I want to show this question number 7. Only women can get pregnant. The answer was, of course, true, and it's marked incorrect because they don't want you believing that. And then question number 4, all men have penises. They've marked true, which is obviously the answer, but the teacher has X'd it out because nothing nothing matters now. There's no truth. There is just woke ideology, and you're not allowed to say that such controversial statements that were not controversial until about 5 minutes ago, that only men have penises. And it's just weird because who knew that the movie Kindergarten Cop would be like our defining, our guide, our ideology. And that five-year-old was just so impactful when he said, boys have penises and girls have vaginas.
Yeah.
So easy.
The foresight, the wisdom.
So easy, even a five-year-old can tell it to you. And now we're failing kids on tests because they're saying, yeah, only women can get pregnant.
Well, why are those questions being asked in the first place in the classroom? What kind of a test is this? That's not a conversation to be had. What about
understanding gender versus sex,
shouldn't be in a classroom.
Gender versus sex.
Yeah.
And you're saying that there's a difference.
Yeah.
Already tells me there's a big problem with this class.
We got a big problem here. Massive. Yeah. Intentionally.
Right? Of course.
I mean, how about teaching critical thinking and problem solving? No, we don't want you to think. We'll think for you. We don't want you to solve problems. We want you to be as confused as can be. It's diabolical. And look, it comes down on the superintendents who allow these curriculums to be in the classrooms. Mind you, they're accountable to nobody, these superintendents. They answer to nobody. There's no oversight. It is an erosion of our culture. And it's no joke when they tell you these are our kids, that's what they think.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a means to an end. Do they want to indoctrinate the child?
Well, I mean, to your point, apparently this is not the first issue that they've had with this classroom. And the mother has said that the teachers called her son, quote, and racist, end quote, and, quote, a product of the patriarchy in past incidents. So that's what.
But the Harvard, the Harvard president is not racist.
Well, she's black. You can't be racist when you're black. I'm told.
She's just okay with the genocide of a whole people group. But that's okay now. You know.
Right. So I'm not. I don't actually know.
But having boy parts and girl parts, you know, that's somehow racist.
I don't actually know the color of this kid's skin. But I'm going to go ahead and guess that it's a white kid.
Probably a white boy.
Of course it's a white boy. Of course it is a white boy. And they have also expressed concerns about his political ideology. So you know he's probably a conservative Christian. And you can't have that. So Seattle Public Schools released a statement that said they're dedicated to establishing inclusive environments.
That includes the kid with mental illness whose mom is completely certifiably insane, who tells her kid that he's a furry, mm-hmm. should drink mm-hmm. out of a bowl like a dog.
Mm-hmm.
You just ask yourself if that's the America you want, where the insane's running the asylum, absolutely bonkers nuts, out of their minds, mentally ill, need masses amounts of therapy and medicine and brain check and Jesus, they need God.
Yeah.
These are godless people that look at humanity as a means to an end, and they will indoctrinate and completely destroy kids.
Amen. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. It's that time again. CDC Director Mandy Cohen is telling America it's time to get that booster and mask back up. Watch.
Get your updated COVID and flu vaccines and your RSV vaccine if you're over 60. It's not too late to get vaccinated if you haven't already. And use additional layers of protection, like avoiding people who are sick, washing your hands, improving ventilation, and wearing a mask. And if you do get sick, I know it's hard, but stay home so you don't spread germs to others. And get tested so you know what you have and you can get treatment.
That woman is a vaccine injury.
Yeah, a walking injury. Listen, she's talking about ventilation. How funny that you guys did the exact opposite to tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people in the hospital.
Also, she's talking, so you need improved ventilation, but don't have ventilation around your freaking face. Don't do that, but you need it. Doesn't make sense.
Walking oxymoron.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.